So today's message comes from Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. I pretty much use the NIV version of the Bible if anybody wants to look it up, because we should search things for ourselves so that we know. Now, the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. And the title of this message is Transportation for Transformation. Just to give a little background on Jonah's story, Jonah was commanded by the Lord to go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because of its wickedness. But Jonah did not want to do what the Lord had commanded him to do. Jonah decided that he was going to do his own thing and go to Tarshish, and I hope I'm saying that right, instead. So he went to Joppa and got on a ship headed to Tarshish to get away from the Lord. And that's like most of us. Like, we'll hear the Lord give us instructions, and because of our selfishness, because I talk a lot about our own selfishness, we just don't want to hear him, don't want to listen, just don't want to do what he wants us to do. We just want to do things our way. So the Lord sent a violent storm, which threatened to break up the ship. So the members of the ship started crying out to their gods, and they were throwing the cargo from the ship to lighten the load. They didn't know what was going on, so they wanted to get rid of anything and everything that would cause the ship to sink. While all this was going on, Jonah was below deck, asleep. The captain goes down to Jonah and asks him, "How can you sleep? There's a storm going on. Get up and call on your God, and maybe we won't perish." The other members of the ship were trying to find out who was responsible for all this trouble. So they cast lots, and the lots fell on Jonah. The members started asking him questions such as, "Who are you?" So Jonah told them that he was a Hebrew and that he worshiped God, the God of heaven. This terrified them because remember, they were praying to their gods, not the same God Jonah was praying to. And they asked him, "What have you done?" Although they knew that he was running from God, because Jonah had already told them. The storm started getting worse, and they asked him, "What can we do to make this storm calm down for us?" Jonah replied, "Throw me into the sea, and it will become calm, because it's my fault that this great storm has come upon you." And at that point, Jonah was taking responsibility for his actions, which most of us need to learn how to do. Take responsibility for our actions instead of blaming others. Jonah could have not taken responsibility for his actions and just said, "Well, hey, look, it's a storm. Let's do what we need to do, get rid of some more stuff so that we don't perish." But he decided not to do that. He did decide to take responsibility. Instead of doing what Jonah asked, the members tried to get the ship back to the land, but they could not because the storm got worse. Jonah's telling them, "Throw me over and the storm will cease. It's all my fault that this is going on," but they didn't want to hear that, just like we don't want to hear things and we want to consistently and continually do things our way. Now the members are crying out to Jonah's God to have mercy on them and don't hold them accountable for killing an innocent man, because Lord, you have done as you please. So they took Jonah and they threw him overboard. and the sea or the storm, whichever you want to call it, it grew calm. Seeing this, the men greatly feared the Lord and offered a sacrifice and made vows to the Lord. And this is when the huge fish swallowed Jonah. So because the men did what Jonah asked them to do and God calmed the storm, the men who did not believe in God at that point feared God and started believing in God. This was a 3-day and 3-night journey for Jonah. He had time to think and he began to pray. When I was in distress, I called upon you and you answered me. When I was amongst the dead, you heard my cry. I have been banished from you, yet I will look toward your holy temple again. Now remember, he's in the well or the fish's belly, looking over his life. And if we think about our own lives and just think of ourselves pulled from the world, because God wants to set us aside and talk to us, what would we see when we looked, if we look over our own lives? Engulfing waters threatened him, seaweed wrapped around his head, to the roots of the mountain he was sinking, being barred in the earth forever. And this is before the fish swallowed him. He was thinking, wow, I was really down in a pit, in a pit, and the earth was swallowing me up forever. But you, my Lord God, brought my life up from the pit. I remembered you, Lord, and I prayed, and you heard me. And those who cling to worthless idols turn away from your love. For though they turn away from your love for those idols. And if we think about our own lives, because you always hear me say it's a personal journey, how many of us are guilty of turning away from God's love and worshiping idols, money, sex, weed, whatever it may be, gossiping, you know? So he wanted to, I mean, he was really looking over things, over his life. But I, God, with shouts, this is still Jonah talking, of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed to do, and I will make good on it. I will make good on it. I will say that salvation comes from the Lord. So Jonah, to me, is saying, help me get up out of this situation. If you help me get up out of this situation, Lord, I'll do what you said to do. The promise that I made to you, I will keep good on that promise. It's about you, Lord. It really is not about me. And after that, the Lord commanded the fish to vomit Jonah up onto dry land. God then spoke to Jonah a second time and said, go to Nineveh and proclaim the message I give you. Jonah obeyed. If we as believers are commanded by God to proclaim the message that he gives to us, and we decide to do things our way, just like Jonah did in the beginning, what will God use as our vehicle for transportation to our transformation? Think about that for a minute. What will God use to get you to see you need to do it his way? For Jonah, it was the fact that if he would have stayed on that ship, he would have caused many to fall with him.
Wow.
And their blood would have been on his hands. Instead, he made a kingdom value decision, even in his disobedience to God. He said, throw me overboard and this storm will come. Jonah was wise not to bring others down with him. When we look over our own lives and we're in situations, how many of us try to bring other people down with us because we just don't want to go down by ourselves? How many of us take responsibility for our own actions and let those who are innocent be free and live so that we don't have their blood on our hands? For me, there has been many vehicles. However, this one was a new beginning for me. I got off work one night and was walking up the street. It was late. This was in my drug using days. And this young boy, drug dealer, asked me to perform a sex act on him in exchange for drugs. Believe it or not, I was appalled. I truly was appalled. I said to him, "Excuse me, are you talking to me?" He said, "Yes, Miss Shelley, I am." I said, "No, you can't be talking to me." He said again, "Yes, I am. I know what you do, and I'm trying to get with you." I told him that he had me rudely mistaken for someone else, because when I walk down the street, my name is exactly what it is, Miss Shelley. At that moment, I looked up and said, "God, please show me what that boy's seen in me. Do I look like the type of person who performs sex acts for drugs?" I got home and went straight to the mirror, looked in it, and said, "My God in heaven, please forgive me." Because I didn't know the person in the mirror. I didn't know me at all. That was a crucible for me. It put me on the right path with God, for God. What is your vehicle? Think about it. Just questions you have to ask yourself. What method of transportation has or will God use for your transformation? If he has called us out of the darkness into the light, his message to us is to do the same. For me, it was a dark street, a drug dealer, and a mirror. For Jonah, it was a ship, a storm, and a big fish, or some people say a whale. So just pause for a moment and look over your life. What vehicles has God used for your transformations? Was it drugs? Was it that marriage going bad? Was it the relationships you were in? Was it that addiction? Was it that near-death experience? Was it homelessness? Was it that suicide mission? Was it the incarceration? Was it the loss of a loved one? Was it your deathbed? And when we think about our deathbed, when we're dying in Christ, that will be the last form of transportation for our eternal transformation. Are you going to be ready for that form of transportation? And what will it take for you to go to Nineveh and proclaim the message that God gives you? Think about it. Because if you read, I only gave you part of Jonah's story. But if you read the rest of Jonah's story, you'll see Jonah went, but he wasn't a happy camper about going. He didn't appreciate the fact that God was going to have mercy on these people that he didn't want him to have mercy on. So again, think about your own life, or let's think about our own lives, and let's think about where God wanted us to go and give a message, and where he wanted us to have mercy on people, but we didn't want to have mercy because of our own selfish motives. We should
That's
have
so good.
selfless motives when we're working for God. We should invest ourselves in kingdom values instead of carnal-minded values. Kingdom values bring great transportation for transformation. Carnal values brings transportation for destruction. God says in his word, choose this day whom you will serve. And again, I don't talk long, but I'm asking you to look over your life and think about your vehicle of transportation for your transformation. Amen.
Amen.